Blog Talk Radio.
You shout, consult, consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga?
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Pearl of Negra, and I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury tonight. And we are also joined by my diva, Mrs. VIP.
Mrs. VIP.
How y'all doing tonight?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm here.
Ooh, we're good. Okay. I hear an echo.
Well, I'm good, Diva. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Oh, what did I do? Oh, Lord, I done opened up another. Y'all, I'm a little off now. My switchboard is going crazy. It's showing me one thing. Okay. All right. I'm good.
Yeah,
we good. How you doing today, King?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good to be here. VIP back in the building.
Again, once again. All right, well, I'm good too. So let me finish the introduction to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in King and Queen's Quarters, listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? Baby, baby. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to a person who is responsible for all of this, because without him, there would be no us. He is a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Link. I got my Raw Link one, man. You got your own?
Yeah. Rocking that Jay. Yeah,
I mean. Ooh, yes, I love it, I love it, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Arthur Larry Matta, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby, you. You can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of on Amazon, Instagram, and Raw Links, B-Raw, at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them at either one of those places, be sure to holler at any of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with a piece of your choosing, or you can create something that you want. We got you. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Okay, let everybody know what's the show about tonight.
Hey, it's do what you like with open mic, but we ask the question, what's the significance of your lines and your rhymes, rather than your poetry?
That sounds decent.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, and I'm sure Ms. VIP want to know, and the rest of the audience, what is the significance between the lines in your rhymes, or how do you say it, King?
In your poetry, you know what I mean? What's the significance? Let it come through. Call in. Let us know. Because we do want to know.
We want to know what's the significance for yours.
It's intention.
Okay. All right. Diva, what's yours?
I like that. I think my intent or the significance of my poetry is to make people feel. And if that's intent, then, of course, that's the same, you know. What about you, Diva?
It's definitely to make people feel, but at the same time, It's just to get more so get something out of my system. Because a lot of times I can't talk about it, but I can write about it.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. So who do we have first up on the mic? Because I'm ready for some poetry. Y'all ready?
Well, I'm totally ready.
Yeah, right, I'm in the building. There's right, feedback, though, on the line.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, it's never happened like this before. I don't know. I don't know. But we got a first up on okay, how's that? I think it's her line is causing the echo. So I'm gonna open her back up when we finish with the getting this piece from this first artist. And we got ourselves an area code 903. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
My name is Little Gary from East Texas.
Hey,
LG, what's up?
Yo.
What's up, man? Awesome. I can't believe I'm first. Holy crap. It's my first time. I think I need to get my mama on the other line.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We miss you around here, man. Good to hear from you.
Right. Yeah. I've been in a 6-year relationship with a narcissist, man. She tried to destroy me and take everything from me. And the more I stopped doing the things that I love to do to show her I loved her, the less she fucking did and she gone. Anyway, besides the point, it inspires a lot of my writing. And so, my writing line is my soul.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
I didn't even know what it was until she called me one several months ago, and I looked that shit up because people call me names. I look it up. It's New Age, man. I Google that shit. You call me what? Hold on. let me see how deep this shit is, you know, and everything that I've learned about it, she totally was, and I have a big heart, and so on and so forth. I got screwed, you know how it goes.
That's what happens.
Hey, that's life, man.
Yeah, but I got published after she left, and I can't wait to tell y'all that about after I read this, where you can find it, hopefully coming soon. He says she left a little bit too quick, so I pray it's the truth. But anyway, okay, here, let's see if you like what I'm doing. You know, y'all might be like, man, this dude, he's retarded. They just tell him he's good. You know, and so y'all tell me the truth. Here we go. Too Hard by Little Gary. It's hard to look forward when I'm always looking back. It's hard to stay loose when I'm always picking up the damn slack. It's hard to be normal when I wasn't taught how to act. And it's hard to see anything after love is gone because everything has gone black. It's hard to sleep while I'm wondering who she's doing tonight. It's hard to love someone when all they want to do is just fight. It's hard to think after everyone's gone because my house is too quiet. And it's hard to always be wrong when everyone else is always so right. It's hard to be around people when all I do is just cry. It's hard to look at my driveway because that's where all the girls told me goodbye. It's hard to fall in love again when everything I've been told is a lie. And it's hard to go outside at night because the damn moon is up in the sky. It's hard to get out of bed every damn day. It's hard to get anywhere when no one will show me the way. It's hard to be colorful while everything I see has turned gray. And it's hard to watch people leave when all I want them to do is just stay. It's hard to open up my heart when it's been so torn and scarred. It's hard to play the game when love won't even give me a card. It's hard to relax while life keeps me on guard. And it's hard to get someone to love me. So loving me must just be too hard. End point.
That's what's up.
It is hard, but you know what? You do get through it. You absolutely get through it. Wow. That was dope. We miss you around here, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, thank you. They said my simplicity of describing stuff in a rhyming poetic fashion that people can understand could be sellable. I told him that's because I got a GED.
Same here.
I'm right under what it's supposed to be so people, normal folk, can understand what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
You know what it stands for, little Gary, though?
Yeah, man. People called Urban Publishing out of Colorado, man. They said I had all the ladies crying with my simplicity, I guess, of telling how my shitty life is going. And so, anyway, I'm super excited. It's a free book deal.
GED stands for Good Energy Delivered.
Man, I got so many people to prove wrong. Like, I don't even need a list of people I thank. My list is of people that I said, screw you, you're wrong, you suck, you know. And, man, it's the world, you know, me against the world. That's, you know, you know how it goes.
Yep.
If you don't, man, you're lucky. I wish I was kin to you. Loan me some money.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Let me open up my DM.
That was on point.
Absolutely, man. I'm so appreciative to have y'all, man. While I'm sitting here by myself.
First of all, I like your transparency. I mean, because we can all relate to bad relationships. And I think you're sort of like my diva. You like to just get it all out. You know what I mean? So I thought it was very good. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
Absolutely. All right, little Gary.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Can you do us a favor? Can you put all that information on the event page? And that's where, and let everybody know where they can find you, all of that. And before you do that, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. Go grab yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love. Already.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, little Gary, you know what? He's the regular caller into Epiphany. But, you know, life be life, and it's understandable. It is absolutely understandable. So,
he came through for me a few times when I, you know, said, do be on point.
Oh, yeah. King, before I open up this next mic, it's time to pay the bill, so we'll be right back. Right.
And I got a song for him too. Gary in the building. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What tools you, what sounds you got to send on?
I got this sound for little Gary, you know what I mean? Because I could bear witness to his whole story on that one. I mean, we're going to pump some Kanye.
In the night, I hear him talk, the cold story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breezes? Just remember that
that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well I got homies. But in the end it's still so lonely.
Got to unmute myself. That was dope. I'm gonna try something real quick, King. See,
all right.
I'm gonna open up Eva's mic again. See if that feedback is going.
Hey,
Diva.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's all good. Man. I believe this next artist on the mic is the Diva, Miss Lisa Lips.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, the echo's back. I'm going to have to hold on. All right. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter.
I'm doing good. I enjoyed filling in last week, and I thought I could jump in again.
That'll work.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good.
All right. That's what's up.
Okay.
So.
You asking a question?
We want to know what's the significance of your lines in your poetry?
I write in several different genres. For the most part, I'm trying to paint a mind movie. I want you to see the story unfold.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're about to see what story it is. As you better tell us now, because, yeah, you give a good description, a pretty good visual. About your poetry. So we're about to get a good visual from you right now, because I'm about to snap out of the way, pick that spotlight on you, And whenever you're ready, Diva, the mic is yours.
This piece is more about who I am than anything. It's called Me. I am. Stand alone. Don't bother with conformity. Never fit in. Hate to stand out. Me. Raised up in confusion. Never knowing my place. Created savant. Never understood. The white sheep in a black society. I was expected to follow the rules. Don't ask questions. Give till it hurts with no expectations. Care for everyone. It's me. Worn to a frazzle by everyone who claimed to.
Oh,
I'm up here. Oh, man. Yeah, her call dropped. Call back in, Diva. And you can do it again. Tell you what, Ken, because you know what? I think I moved a little bit too fast. We normally do our poetry first, right?
It's so good. I mean, we back.
Absolutely. So would you like me to go first or you want to go?
Ladies first. Ooh, ladies first.
Okay. All right. So this is called That Damn Kiss. Thank you. These hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision, lost in my own thoughts of false understanding, trying to capture a straight thought for something in the truth to make sense to me. But I'm so confused. I can't think straight. I wait for sun's rays to appear and warm my heart every morning I wake, but I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us lay themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but sincere. To make it make sense. These echoes of recrimination that made us disappear. Do you miss or even chase what isn't there? Just because I wanted a kiss. Now my soul is stuck on his lips. I mean, have you ever made love to a poet? His words trace the silhouettes of my thoughts, pouring out every time he speaks, and I taste each syllable as they navigate my rounded hips, opening me, exposing a hidden tremble in my soul, prompting inhalations, whispering, longing for his next sapiosexual innuendos upon my skin, as his verbal fingers orchestrate an exhaled symphony of moans and ecstasy riding the air. He's written his poems inside my soul. That's that piece.
Ooh, snaps and claps. Snaps and claps on that. You get the combo tonight. You get the combo. All right. Yeah. Let's live this VIP back in. That was a beautiful piece, though. Definitely.
Thank you. All right, well, we're going to open her mic back up, and we're going to see what she brought for us to the mic.
All right.
I muted.
Well, first of all, Diva, that was bomb because my soul is stuck on his lips. I got that.
Thank you.
I'm trying to taste something.
Thank you. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure?
Okay. Well, a while back, I do believe it was a poetic theme or a prompt. There's other things to talk about other than sex. So
oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm going to move out the way. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. There's other things to talk about other than sex, like choices. The choice to get up knowing I'm enough, I'm loved, and I live now instead of surviving. All from a love I thought was impossible. The choice to finally forgive myself for thinking I wasn't all someone wanted or needed me to be. For years, I felt guilty. No more. Okay. The choice to wake up happy, choosing to smile because love is here. It takes too much energy to be anything less. The choice to be better, the choice to better myself daily is another. The days I feel overwhelmed and can't seem to smile, I'll choose to be still and pray, trying to be content where I am until change comes. I choose to forgive as God has forgiven me. People hurt me in the past, but I had to get over it with tears, overcoming fears, and prayer. And the past is past. No matter how much the hurt, it can't be done over. So if those can't see me as I am now, can go on as they were, because I choose to do my best to live right until my end. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Gonna give you the same thing.
Last
and clap.
Last and clap.
Beautiful pieces, y'all. Beautiful pieces. That's the Divas, y'all.
That's the Divas, y'all.
Yes. That was beautiful.
I get a little bit more.
So thank you, Diva, for that beautiful
piece. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lovely.
All right, so. Diva back up in here. Sure. I'm hoping that we can see if she can start that amazing piece over for us again.
Yeah.
How about it, Diva? You wanna give another run for us?
Absolutely. My phone has decided that I've been on the phone too much, I guess.
Well, I think we all have some issues. Right, so all we can do is keep trying.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
The mic is yours once again.
All right. I am. Stand alone. Don't bother with conformity. Never fit in. Hate to stand out. Me. Raised up in confusion. Never knowing my place. Creative savant. Never understood. The white sheep in a black society. I was expected to follow the rules, don't ask questions, give till it hurts with no expectations, care for everyone except me, worn to a frazzle by everyone who claimed to love me, never given compassion except when it made them look good, ignored till I fucked up and chastised for wanting to be me, tired, fought through brokenness alone, rebuilt, torn down again, restacked, resurrected more times than Christ, and still building. Thought soulless in silence, spoke speeches in fear, wrote words that told stories I could never tell, hid in my pen for decades. But now, I stand in this light, lips pressed to this mic, saying all I was never allowed, and standing in my truth, me. And I'm growing to love her more than I ever knew I could. I'm Lips, and you've just been serving.
Sounds to me like you fell in love with who you were discovering about yourself. I loved it.
Yes.
Definitely.
I loved it.
The poetry is always on point. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Let me open up my Diva's mic real quick here so she can give some commentary. Where is she? Diva, what you got for that? Mrs. VIP, there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. I was muted. Listen, Ms. Lips, that was wonderful and hauntingly beautiful, because you said a line, something to the effect where they pay attention when they want something. Or something
right.
like that.
Right.
And I was like, whoa. How could, you know, it's something how cold and calculating and devious people can be. But I loved your piece. Loved it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely on point.
Absolutely. All right, Mrs. Lips, thank you so much for being patient with us. We understand about the technical issues, trust me. You know?
Yeah, but thank y'all for riding with me.
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
You already know.
Okay. I'm going to send you back on over there to the Royale Lounge. And,
now,
scroll it back there.
I got a little bug to put out.
Okay. Oh, can you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Brand new to the air this Friday coming, me and Lady A will be bringing you the Inkwell, where we wonder what moves your pen. Bring your best piece and let's talk about it. Tell us what made you write what you wrote. That's this Friday, 9 p.m. on Epiphany Network. Baby.
Can you put that in the event page so everybody can see what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I'm anxious. I am absolutely anxious to see and hear what's going to take place. Thank you once again, Ms. Lips. I'm going to send you over to the Royale and Elms. And get yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
One love, one mic.
Yo. Hey, Ken. You got something else on the wheels of steel for us?
Yeah, I'm going to recite my piece, and then I'm going to go into the song for the ladies.
The mic
right.
is yours.
This piece is titled Loving an Angel. My memories are futuristic now that I recall. Watching your invisible picture hanging on the wall. Am I a mystery that makes you wonder about me? Could it be that I am free to ask for more than eyes can see? Why wouldn't I look at you and kiss the smile that you have? If only by chance you correspond on my behalf. I consider you beautiful with internal and external. May I continue to learn you? I'm at the beginning of time. While joy and happiness are two investments of love, it is the growth and what is shown through reflection of care. Standards are based upon what is seen, said, and observed. These cosmological thoughts are only written to be heard. King.
Wow. You know what? You are so right when you say yours is intentional. Did you say intention or intentional?
Intentional.
You do it with intention. Yeah. You mean that shit when you say it. When you said it.
I sure do.
Yeah, it's no other way to put it except for that way that, yeah, it's with intent to make you feel, make you understand that you are not to be played with. And what you've been through, you know, you can see the bullshit coming a mile away. I really, really like that.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, let me open up Diva's mic and see what she got for that.
Unmuted.
Hey, King, that was a dope piece.
Thank you.
Like my Diva says, your transparency is amazing. And, you know, you're a very insightful person. you're the type to just, like, it's like a peace be still with you while you observe, and then, now I know what's going on. And it comes to you that way. And I'm really, so, and it comes out in your pieces. Because, you know, like me, my diva says I'm very direct. So are you. Woo! You are really direct. So,
that's that fire sign.
That fire sign.
I know, right? There you go. Right.
Absolutely. So, what you got for our musical side tonight? What you gonna stimulate us with?
I got some Dwele. I can hear.
L-O-V-E, I was your man, so you was my lady friend. We spent time, I found a way to be by your side, through the ins and outs, the wrongs and rights. After a while of being settled down, I didn't know how to keep the love, cause I was young. I wish I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't let you go. I swear I would've made this love grow. Spent a lot of time and a lot of dough trying to match what we had, and now I was hoping we could find a way.
Yeah, that's that Dwele Neo soul.
Yes, yes, it's a classic too, man. I remember that song.
That banger.
Yeah, it was. It's a smooth groove too, man. I tell you.
Yeah, I'm always been a fan of his music too. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh,
I remember
yeah.
him, Bilal, and the rest of the Neo crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll see if I can find another piece for y'all tonight. You know, you wouldn't mind. You know.
Yeah, I'll step in. You know what I'm saying? So we, just glad to. So, this piece is called Revitalize.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Having dreams of visiting London, England, last stop gonna be Portland. Her kiss, my family tree, checking the living, I know what's important. Some can't imagine my artistic side catch a ride on this vibe. Business and personal arrive, synchronizing all with a guide. Distinguished gentleman, settling with some women I don't even know. Taking my time, adjusting my international growth is local. It's all organic. We from a planet where these others can't stand it. No need to panic. My feet are standing on grounds that are just standard. Casual apparel, nothing too fancy. Clothing on me is essential. All that I've been through can't measure up, yet having great potential. Revealing the best of all that I did, especially now that I'm flowing. Exposing what's been decoded. I'm rolling with folks that are chosen. Wheels concealed. I'm motivated by a power source in position. Conscious level is a prism, the kaleidoscope of thoughts or visions. Who am I to the human beings that are lost searching for God? Watched over by the sun and the moon, astral bursts to the stars. From Pacific, granite, surf, sea, Atlantic, breathing off the tsunami, wrapped in cloths from a swami, leaving old roads behind me. No jeans and boots, city is gone, here in the south, I'm reborn. Outside of the norm, spiritually strong, author and poet, inking a poem. Lil Josun, I'm difficult to identify when the look in my eyes are intensified. All truth, unheavy, inside of a bloodline. Don't ask reasons why. Don't test them, just ask questions. King.
Yeah, oh. I remember this piece. You said it before. I haven't heard it in a while, but it talks of, to me, I get you are speaking of elders and ancestors and your lineage, where you come from. I like this.
Yes.
I like it a
Thank
lot.
You.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, definitely. So I got another piece.
All right.
This is something, it's fairly new, but I think you guys have heard it before. But I'm gonna give it to you again. Okay?
All right, that's what's up. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Untouchable Luggage. I'm not a virgin to the mic, but I get nervous every time I step up to it. But if you allow me some patience within your space, you can get this poetry. I can't unpack this luggage anymore. Just too much you've left behind this time. Because once again, you waited until I fell in love with us, and then you walked away. I'm not going to touch this bag ever again, so I'll just leave it right here at the baggage claim for someone else to take. Because it's always you recognize your power, and then somehow my feelings become irrelevant. So here's where my relevancy begins. And it's valid. I keep my head to the sky now, and it is breathtaking. Because I trust myself and all the signals of my body, which leads me to an opening of a deepening type of love. That's somewhere you'll probably never visit. A place you'll probably never feel. Because it's past pain, past anxiety, past anger, past fear. See, what I felt each time you left, wasn't hurt or anxiety, heartbreak or anger or fear. It was a little more peace of mind. And what I learned every time you left was that in order to make space, to have that room for something new, you must let go of some things. Just unload. Some of those things may be what you're used to, all that you've ever known. Well, I've unloaded, and this caged angel's wings have stretched wide and free. So I'm going to leave that luggage and go on to find my new way. There ain't no fun in crying tears that can't come from joy in the morning that lasts throughout the day. And that's that piece.
All right, here we go. Another Monday night with the beautiful poetry.
Oh, man, thank you.
I love that piece. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Definitely be going in.
Let's see what my piece is at. Because I know she got another one. She always like, I haven't written anything. She got thousands. So. Come on through, Diva, and give us another piece.
You know what? I got an oldie but a goodie. This
is
called The Powers That Be.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. How many times must we fight the powers that be? The violence is at an all-time high. Guns seem to rule the streets, and all the parents can do is cry. They shoot us first, ask questions later. They spill our blood. Hell, we spill our own. We have to fight the powers that be for tougher gun laws. Many politicians have tried and can't pass the bill to regulate the acquisition of guns, to have mandatory wait periods and mental background checks. Moreover, it's the people who have guns. It's the people who kill. Yet the so-called powers that be don't get it. It's not their children who are gone. We have to revolutionize, make a change. Wishing, hoping the hearts of the powers that be rearrange. Why is the freedom of speech our freedom or death? Who decides what we can and cannot do? We have awareness, but some of us are careless because some don't care if they go to jail. Do some of us really care? We mentor, we march, mobilize. The world is waking up to realize we aren't our ancestors. But it still doesn't stop the violence. Why do some racists feel the need for a gun? If they treated us with respect, they wouldn't need one. We're black. We're proud. We shout it out loud. But the powers that be still don't give a damn to those like you and me. And that's that piece.
The damn sword.
The damn sword.
That is strong, beautiful piece.
Strong, beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm
long time ago.
It's time to pay the bills.
We'll be right back.
If it'll play for me. Still spinning. I don't know.
You might have to go manual.
Yeah, you got another, can you find a station identifier? Because mine keeps spinning.
Yeah, hold on. Go up to here.
Sorry for the delay, everybody. You know what I mean? But, little technical difficulties.
Hold on. I'm almost dead. This must be one of those nights. You know what I mean?
It is. It happens.
Things is all slow. That's that technological world on that. All right.
Yeah, my joint acting like it don't even want to move. All right.
I think we all having some technical issues tonight. It's just like you said, it's one of those nights. You know, it happens.
Hey. Is it a full moon coming or a new moon?
I don't know what it is, but I think we're going through some kind of reset. And some things is right there, and some things
that retrograde or something.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It is what it
hey,
is.
Hey, I got another piece in the chamber.
You got another piece? I think Miss Lips got another piece for us, too.
Hey, let's bring it back around.
All right, let's see. Diva, what else you got in the chamber for us?
I'm going to go all the way back. This was the piece that I did on Mahavi's show. The night he first heard me and started my journey into the Honey Drippers.
Oh, sucky, sucky. All right, well, Mike is yours.
Yeah.
This piece is called Digmatized. So here we lay, sex funky, sweat glistening bodies in the afternoon sun. You thought you were going to have me like Janet. Anytime, in any place, I don't care who's around. I see you looking at me sideways, thinking you were going to have me digmatized, because I'm older than you and thick, and I should be sleeping, but instead, I'm energized. It's you that's fighting sleep and don't want to give in. Don't want to admit that the youngin' in you can't handle my panther within. You see, I wasn't even trying to have us end up here. But you kept pushing at me, kept putting that bug in my ear. So now you think you got me because you put it on me good. Flipped me like a pancake and gave me all the wood. But what you don't know is for me it was nice. But I'm not hypnotized. You wanted to make me crazy for you, but for real, you're pussy-tized. It's going to take about a week for you to understand, but you'll be back, knocking on my door, ready to go again. You'll tell yourself that you came by to knock me off real quick, but I got a plan for the next go-round that you stop with this roaming dick. See, this time I let you think you were knocking my back out. But the real truth you don't know is deep inside my mouth. So next time when you come to see if you got bragging rights, I'm going to flip you over and give your ass love bites. See, you ain't running nothing when you come inside my door. You only do what I let you, nothing less and nothing more. So I'll let you sleep for a minute while I shower and change. I got things to do and places to go until you come again. I won't even ask you if you plan to come again. Too many questions on my part will let you think you win. Instead, I'll just let you get dressed and walk out in the night. You'll tell that lie. I'll call you. as you turn to say goodnight. But give it a week, and I'll bet you your mind will wander back. You'll wonder why I haven't called and asked to have you come back. You'll think to yourself, I wonder if she needs a little taste. So you'll stop by and pretend you were just driving near my place. But this time, when I let you in, I have a little plan. I'll let you talk me into bed, then show you that I'm the woman. I'm going to start under your neck and slowly work my way down. And when I put you in my mouth, I'm going to love that sound. See, you thought you did me good and showed me who was boss, but you ain't had nothing like me when you get your salad tossed. So I'm not saying nothing. I'll just let it marinate. Your pussy tizing will continue when you show up for our next date. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Whoa.
I was eating some pears.
Oh, I thought that was a part of the poem. I was saying, okay.
I was in here.
My
bad. No, wait a minute. You said, what was that about the salad?
See, you thought that did me good and showed me who was boss, but you ain't had nothing like me when you did the salad talk.
Okay. Miss Lip decided to cook.
I know,
yeah,
right?
This is why Mojave named me the cookie tiger.
I see now.
Miss
VIP, what you got for that?
Well, damn. I'm like, what? I'm sitting up here like, wait a minute now. See, you know what? But you know what I loved about this piece? You smelled the game, and then you turned
right.
it around like, when I get
right.
you, I'm going to be sitting around with your thumb in your mouth asking for your mama by the time I finish with you. But I love that piece. I loved it.
Yeah, it was dope. Definitely dope.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That was awesome. Goodness. All right.
Well, you all right, Dean?
Yeah, huh? I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah, I definitely got a song in the chain for that one. Just give me a second. Whew, man.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely be bringing it. I'll tell you that much about that. Oh.
Thank you for letting me up again.
Yeah.
Vanilla Tracy, Peter Pugliotti, Isaac McRahe, up around the Doce, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill nana, then you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints, you'll get your royalties and your points, so what the deal is, with Foxy Brown, McKay, now we lay Bonnie McClyde, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me, you're the only one I need, can nobody make me feel. Making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real. Yeah, yeah. Just easy, you need a caress. All of my don't let go. Baby, I'm about to explode.
Oh, yeah.
Cause all my love, it can control. What I mean, but tonight you say coming down.
But let me get that Lex of insects wetter than Aquarium flashing. Nigga, that fatten hoop up slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking. The extra set the keys to 30 G's. Them trips to Bennies had you living on your knees. Not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas. The 40 room palace, sipping for salad.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling. Why she making, making next?
Yeah. The lie, them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good
girl.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think I got a winner, could be a keeper, cause she's such a girl.
so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Yeah, that's one of my gems. Definitely.
Usher.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. Excuse me.
Hey, let me back up in here.
Absolutely. How you want to do this, Ken?
How you want to do this, Ken?
Hey, I'll let you Divas roll through, you know what I mean? And I'll follow behind.
All right, I got another piece. This is called... Exhale.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Words do the most damage, like a poisonous dart. First they surprise you, then the pain. Then they destroy what's inside of you. Some slower than others. So I would rather be left at a loss for words than kill what's been given life. And although some love is toxic, love, you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. My loyalty was unwavering and my patience was kind, because all I wanted, all of it with you. But with your arrogance after a no-show, my world didn't revolve. My naivety hadn't left me completely blind, because I'm a soldier. So I stayed until you dropped the bomb. I loved you totally and freely, but you just couldn't see me. And over that, I'd lost sleep. You know, sometimes tears will speak with your mouth, what your mouth can't explain, what your broken heart is trying to say. I have no tears left to cry, and I've gone numb again after screaming at the sky to just fix it, to be my oasis, clearing through the chaos. My reasoning I'd find when trying to make sense of a world of confusion. But the serene water I saw you in became polluted with toxins from your damaged soul and got too deep for me to breathe. I was so lost in you. I was drowning in my own sorrows. I love you from afar now, just to keep my head above water. And that's that piece.
Oh, definitely am a fan of your poetry, though. You know what I'm saying? You and Diva. Yeah, I just got the way y'all present your pieces on, like, the tone and everything, and also the content is always beautiful and lovely. So, yeah, snaps and claps for you on that. But,
thank you, thank you. Let me open my Diva's mic again and see if she got another one in the chain before us.
All right.
Well, first of all, Diva, my. You know, well, look, we've been fans of each other's work for a mighty long time. So, but I saw this in my mind. You know what I mean? It was like, words, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know that. And it's like, you said words do the most damage, like a poisonous dart. I'm like, what? And then once you said that, and then next thing I know, I'm like, hold up. Then I see you yelling at the sky, like until you're hoarse, or just forget about it. You know what I mean? Because it's futile. And I'm thinking, man, I see it. So I'm like, all right, girl. That was dope. And I'm telling you, that was so good. I mean, anytime Well, I see it all the time, but no, I'm talking about anytime I see this, amazed.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I do have a piece. If y'all remember, I think one night we were talking about feeling energy, and I came up with this piece.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I decided, in spite of my doubts, my hang-ups, you are a beautiful soul. I was a fort of child's play, no boys allowed. You were the one who knocked, whispered the password, and the door of my heart opened. Your breeze softly blew back life into me, meaning I feel you, meaning this was unexpected. This feeling is so wonderful. Your words soothe my psyche. You calm my fears and make me cry happy tears, and I find myself writing as a woman in love. I don't know how to feel. There's a happiness, yet a little trepidation. I feel it's all a dream, because now nothing is as it seems. I still smile in the afterglow of our conversation, leaving me to wonder who made this confection, that I must kiss your lips to feel more of a connection, meaning I don't want to lose again, meaning I feel I can walk in the dark with you as my light. You ease the turbulence, speaking soothing words with an embrace. No question of authenticity. Your energy speaks, creeps in the middle of the night as I lay down to sleep. It feels so right to have you on my side, in spirit, in my head, feeling secure in my heart. It's potential love. And that's that piece.
That's that potential love. It's beautiful.
That was beautiful. I'm getting a little stuffed up here.
Definitely be rocking it.
That was a beautiful piece.
That was good.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to go into this piece and a song, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be ending a little early tonight. And I'm the Divas ain't feeling well, so just hang to the side with us. All right, this piece is titled Time of Life.
The mic is yours.
Is life really a joke, or can it be taken very serious? It's hilarious when narcissistic tendencies are shown. I'm floored by people's humor, a violent acts of madness. But the saddest moment is when human beings are being hurt. Doesn't matter the culture. Life is life. We need change. Too much strain and pain, can we build a better lane? What's the plan for our future? The children need to know. Many times, slippery slopes are reconstructed into plateaus. Become strong enough to walk on for many years to come. Another song is sung, but is the tune true to form? I'm gone. This poem is written from my perspective, allowing lessons to embody my presence living loud. Used to be black and proud. Now I'm a full-grown black man. Who put to sleep the Sandman? Is time being erased? Course of action, state, bring back the justice of equality. What bothers me is what we need, a new type of an apology. I'm sorry, King.
You know, as always, you bring, you know, it's like a storm follows you for people to get out of the way. excuse me, I'm getting clogged up here. And it's very powerful.
Thank you.
All right. I gotta cut this. Sure, I'm gonna open up my Diva's mic and she can leave some commentary.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Listen, my diva was right. I was thinking of the exact same thing. Like, you come in as a, shoot, you got to come in at storm my roof and pushing all that BS out of the way, and you coming in. It's like going in and you going hard. So no
hurricane.
No, no one would ever have to doubt where you're coming from. That was beautiful. Yeah. I really like that piece.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, coming from you both. I'm going to go into this song. And then, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in and coming through Speaking Your Pieces. You know what I mean? We'll be back next Monday. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. Eastern, Epiphany Radio. I tune in. Come through. Any last words, Diva?
Thank you. It's been a beautiful show. I want everybody to just love and respect one another, and we will see you Monday night. Peace.
Peace.